This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks between the United States and China have ended in Washington with no deal announced. After the talks ended, U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Friday that the relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping remains a very strong one and that conversations will continue, but that the U.S. is imposing tariffs on China, which may or may not be removed. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets, talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And late Friday, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said that President Trump had ordered Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to begin the process of imposing the tariffs on all remaining products imported from China, a total of more than $300 billion worth of goods. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has won re-election with an absolute majority, but diminished support in South Africa's parliament. With more than 95% of the votes counted from Wednesday's poll, the ANC held a comfortable lead of 57.3% Friday. The ANC's closest rival, the main opposition Democratic Alliance, was in second place with 60.65% of the vote.
It was a tough contested election. One of the things that have happened is that the ruling party has successfully put a new driver in a bus that is broken. I can't dismiss that.
The Economic Freedom Fighters finished in third place with just under 11% of the vote. The final official tally will be announced Saturday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the fight for the Libyan capital enters its sixth week, the UN Security Council Friday urged the parties to stop shooting and rejoin UN-led political negotiations. The council president of Indonesia told reporters after an emergency closed-door meeting the council is deeply concerned about the instability in Tripoli and worsening humanitarian situation. Meanwhile, humanitarian groups and the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday European nations need to do more to prevent migrant deaths in the Mediterranean. Barbara Balak is a UNHCR spokeswoman.
Libya is not a safe place to return these desperate refugees and migrants. And we hope that our calls are heard to save more lives.
Also Friday, the UNHCR says that at least 65 migrants died after their boat capsized in the Mediterranean off the coast of Tunisia. The refugee agency said that 16 people were rescued and taken to by the Tunisian Navy. Iran's semi-official Tasnim, a news agency, has quoted a top commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guard as saying that Tehran will not negotiate with the United States. Statement follows U.S. President Donald Trump's call, an indirect invitation to Iranian leaders to give him a call. Mr. Trump called for negotiations with Iran several times Thursday. He told reporters, what I'd like to see with Iran, I'd like to see them call me. But Tasnim on Friday quoted a general as saying that there will be no negotiations with America. He also said the United States would not dare to take military action against Iran. Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan Friday told reporters that Iran needs to understand that an attack on the United States will be met with an appropriate response. On Thursday, the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Group and four B-52 bomber aircraft arrived in the Middle East region after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American targets. The Pentagon is shifting $1.5 billion in funds originally targeted for support of the Afghan security forces and other projects to help pay for construction of 129 kilometers of wall at the U.S.-Mexican border. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, who has said he plans to visit the border Saturday, said the Pentagon is fully engaged in fixing the border crisis. He said more than 4,000 troops and 19 aircraft are supporting customs and border protection personnel. That decision means a combined total of $2.5 billion is being moved in response to President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.